865.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. We start out here with your calls if you make them, but otherwise we talk about what we find intriguing. And got an update on a story for you. From time to time, we do these things where something will happen and then we'll follow up. And that's what's going on here. From the Los Angeles Times, a panel has okayed a one-year ban on fast food restaurants in South L.A. Now, that's new fast food restaurants. They're not shutting down any existing fast food restaurants. And, of course, they're positioning this as being something that's going to help the health of the people of Los Angeles.
Sure, what else would it be, right?
But real well, what else it is it's a protectionist measure for those existing fast food places.
That's just true.
If nobody new can open up a fast food store, then the market's essentially frozen in that there's no new competition available for at least the next year.
Also, you know, restaurants that might be sort of on the periphery of fast food, you know, maybe somebody on the city council owns stock in something like this, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. How do they define fast food? Maybe we'll find out here in a moment. According to, again, the L.A. Times, a proposal that would place at least a one-year moratorium on new fast food restaurants in a broad swath of neighborhoods, mostly in South Los Angeles, won unanimous support from a Los Angeles City Council committee on Tuesday.
Yay.
Never a shortage of bureaucrats willing to take away your freedoms.
Nope, never is. Always in the name of helping you, though.
If approved by the full council and signed by the mayor, the law would prevent fast food chains from opening new restaurants in a 32-square-mile area. The moratorium would be in effect for 1 year with the possibility of 2 6-month extensions. The measure proposed by council bureaucrat Jan Perry, whose 9th district includes much of South L.A., defines a fast food restaurant as any establishment which dispenses food for consumption on or off the premises and which has the following characteristics: a limited menu, items prepared in advance or prepared or heated quickly.
Don't all restaurants have a limited menu?
There's more. No table orders and food served in disposable wrapping or containers.
Wow, that's a lot of different restaurants. I mean, you know, like the little taco stands and things like that would be considered would fall into that.
I guess so. Yeah, no table orders, heated quickly, prepared in advance, a limited menu, and also served in disposable wrapping.
What does prepared in advance mean? I know when you go to Taco Bell, for instance, their food is not prepared in advance. They just have, you know, they
or
mix
prepared
something up
or heated quickly.
Okay.
So apparently, if they don't take their time preparing the food, then they qualify as a fast food restaurant.
I see.
Which, of course, so, most restaurants want to hurry the food to get it out to you.
Especially at lunch,
yeah.
Where, you know, this is in the city, right? People drive in the city to go work. That makes things difficult. It's going to make it tough on, you know, the lunch crowd. Also, you know, the limited menu thing really bothers me. What does that mean?
I don't know. In fact, it bothered another councilman who apparently voted for it anyway. But he said that he was concerned about the definition of a limited menu, not because he wanted to, you know, reject the proposal or anything, but just because he wanted to make sure that the businesses were appropriately restricted. After all, he says, McDonald's has been increasing the number of items on their menu, so at what point would they exceed that definition? He's very concerned that McDonald's might be able to get around this new ordinance. Councilman Jack Weiss said restrictions on fast food restaurants in Westwood have caused problems for such businesses as Ben & Jerry's and Smoothie King, which would not otherwise be considered fast food outlets.
Mm.
Oh, so it's only fast food that we don't like.
Mm.
Oh, so hamburgers, no. Ice cream, yes. Get it? It's all politically favorable. No, it's all just favoritism. Whatever the bureaucrats decide is good, and what they decide is bad. Now, look, Ben & Jerry's ice cream is not healthy by any means. I'm sure they've got healthier ice cream at Ben & Jerry's, but generally, if you go and look at the, you know, the nutrition information,
right,
on the back of
ice cream, for God's sake. I mean,
yeah,
it'll make you fat. And this is the thing, is the idea here is that somehow fast food is worse for you than food prepared at a restaurant more slowly.
Yeah.
And I just don't, I mean, that's silly.
It's nonsense. Restaurant lobbyists initially opposed the law, but the lobbyist for the Sacramento-based California Restaurant Association said his group is working with one of the bureaucrats to see, and they're waiting to see how they define fast food and plan to deal with lots that remain vacant after the law expires. Perry said that after speaking with restaurant lobbyists, she amended her proposal to allow for fast food casual restaurants, such as Subway or Pastagina, that do not have heat lamps or drive-through windows, and that prepare fresh food to order. Is this madness, Mark, or is it just me?
They're just going after McDonald's? Is that the idea?
Probably, you know, McDonald's and Hardee's and Jack in the Box or whatever. I don't know if they have Hardee's on the West Coast. But
I don't know if Hardee's even exists anymore.
They were in, we ate at Hardee's a few years back in Florida.
2 years, yeah. it's been 3.5 years.
I don't know. Hardee's is pretty big in the South. I would find it hard to believe that they're gone.
Okay.
But anyway, yes, they are targeting only certain fast food places. So maybe like Panera, which is basically fast food where my girlfriend works, maybe they would be exempted because they are fast food casual where you can sit and dine and it just seems a little more upscale than the average fast food place. I guess it's all about how you present yourself as far as these bureaucrats are concerned. The person who wrote the bill says she's been attempting to address the health issues associated with fast food, such as diabetes and obesity. She's trying to persuade supermarket chains and sit-down restaurants to open in her district, which has been especially hard hit with such health problems. The community redevelopment agency is offering grocers and restaurants incentives, including tax credits, electricity discounts, and expedited reviews by the City Planning Department and Building and Safety Department. Electricity, they get to control the electricity costs, too, Mark. These bureaucrats got it all, don't they?
How do they do? Oh, I guess they get some kind of discount, huh?
That's what they're saying, an electricity discount. She says it's important to offer incentives to bring restaurants into an area, especially an area that has suffered prejudices and stereotypes. Another councilman attended the meeting and expressed support for the proposed law. They said one of the, I guess, a retired school teacher who's lived in South L.A. attended the meeting and afterwards says she was encouraged by the vote. She said, "It's much needed. Our community has been neglected by city planners." In April, the county...
As though the planners are the ones that open up the restaurants.
In April, the County Department of Public Health released a study showing that 30% of L.A. adults were, South L.A. adults were obese, compared with 21% countrywide. Or countywide, rather. South LA.
Hold on. I would love to see the numbers of... I don't know whether South L.A. is considered a poor area. I'm just going to take a guess.
That's my guess, too, yeah.
I wonder what the statistics are of poor people and their obesity. Here in this country, poor people are fat. Mm-hmm. In other countries, poor people are very, very skinny.
Yeah, it's a good question. What about the poor people in South L.A. versus the poor people in the rest of L.A.? No, they're not looking at that. They're just looking at the general population. And they also say that it has the highest incidence of diabetes in the county, 11.7% compared with 8.1% for the county as a whole. Times analyst of the city's roughly 8,200 restaurants late last year found that South L.A. had the highest concentration of fast food eateries. Per capita, the area has fewer eateries than any of any kind than the West Side, Downtown, or Hollywood, and about the same as the Valley. But a much higher percentage of restaurants in South L.A. belong to fast food chains, and the area has far fewer grocery stores than other parts of town. And apparently all of that is unacceptable to the council members who are in control of everyone's lives in Los Angeles and will now be deciding where you are allowed to open up your new restaurant that you want to open.
You know, I just don't understand. I mean, what difference does it make? You make the property commercial, allow whomever wishes to move in there, and, you know, live or die, that's how things will be. Why don't they have grocery stores? I don't know. Maybe people there don't do as much grocery shopping as they do in other places. It doesn't make much sense to me, but maybe they prefer to eat at fast food restaurants. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe there's some other reason for it as well. Who knows what the different factors are that these businesses choose and decide when they decide to open.
Are they going to go countywide and say, look, if you don't put a grocery, say to a grocer, if you don't put grocery stores in South L.A., we're not going to approve your new one in North L.A.
They might. That sounds something like they would do. Want to hear from you on this if you have any comments at 800-259-9231. Maybe you actually live in L.A. and you can, I don't know, put some input here. You can also join us here, 800-259-9231, and talk about whatever you want. That is the point of the program, and that's why we call it Free Talk Live. These bureaucrats will never stop micromanaging your life until you just say no more.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Hey, Bonnie, no more pickpocketing for us. I have an easier way we can steal people's credit cards without them even knowing they've been robbed.
How so, Clyde?
I have this RFID reader I picked up on the internet. Just by waving it near you, I can skim your credit card information while your cards are still in your purse. Just watch.
Hey, look, that's my info on the screen. You gotta be kidding me.
Nope. With 50 million credit cards with hidden RFID chips, I figure we'll make a fortune. As long as people don't hear about Identity Stronghold.
Why? What's Identity Stronghold?
They make the secure sleeve. When people keep their credit cards in the shielded secure sleeve, I can't read them.
Do a lot of people already know about the secure sleeve?
No way. Most people don't realize they even have chips in their credit cards and passports.
Clyde, we should get some of those secure sleeves.
I already got some. I also got some to fit our passports. Identity Stronghold has secure sleeves for sale right on the internet at IDStronghold.com.
IDStronghold.com?
Right. Or you can call them at 1-800-610-2770.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Gas prices are out of control. Fight back by doing what thousands of listeners to the Alex Jones Show have done. Developed by a major oil company, a product that really works. Introducing SFR's Protect a Complete Fuel System and Engine Treatment. Just one bottle increases mileage for up to 6 months. Fleet tested by major oil companies showing improvements in every car tested. Stop paying mechanics your hard-earned money to have your injection system cleaned. Protect a cleans up to 95% of new injector condition in just one tank full and is safe for all cars. Tests conducted by General Motors conclude fuel injectors can partially plug in as little as 5,000 miles due to poor gasoline quality. Fight high fuel prices by purchasing a protective fuel system treatment for only $9.95 and receive an engine treatment free at $12.95 value. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Go to oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-873-7371.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo and prove they listen to the show. Just go to shrine.freetalklive.com and see what it's all about. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bathroom? Well, now you can purchase knobs, pulls, and faucets at wholesale prices and support a business that supports Free Talk Live. Internobs.com. You can save 10% on your order if you use the code FTL at checkout. That's FTL like Free Talk Live. Internobs.com. InterknobsKNOBS.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more, all at internobs.com. We go to your phone calls. Carl is on the line in Montreal. Carl, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I'm going to bring up something. I had a discussion with somebody today, regarding the Bible. You know, if it's wrong to pray for, God's judgment to come on these evildoers and to punish them, we had a discussion about that. Some Christians think it's wrong to pray for God's, wrath to come on the evildoers, but they were reading a scripture in Psalm 58, where King David prayed for God to punish the wicked, and also Psalm 52. A discussion came up about these evildoers. Why is everyone trying to reform this government when all they've done is lie to us and, just committed so much evil in the name of democracy, and everything they do is contrary to what they talk about,
Well, the answer to that question, and I don't know what any of this has to do with the Bible, but the answer to that question is, why do people keep going at this changing this government thing? It's because they don't know anything else.
Yeah.
They don't know. The government is all they know. They believe that the government has always been there. Therefore, it's necessary to rein it in, to somehow elect one's own people to the different positions of power, and that will change everything. But as you're pointing out, it hasn't changed anything. The Democrats and the Republicans have been trading out for decades. And all that we've seen is an increase in the size and the scope and the intrusiveness and the expense of government and the tyranny. And also, now we've got a police state as a result of it all.
Also in the Bible, there was, I don't know if you're familiar with Second Esdras. It's one of the apocryphal books.
Mark's read the Bible a few times. I myself, no.
Yeah,
this prophecy, basically, or however it can be interpreted, talks about how this eagle becomes ruler of the whole earth. Everything on earth was brought under this eagle control, and no one on earth was able to oppose it. And it goes on here how different wings of this eagle plot to seize power. And some of the wings rise up, take power, then other wings rise up and seize power. But then it goes on how, this eagle has gained power over the whole world, established an oppressive rule over people everywhere. And then it goes on, a lion comes out of the forest and basically speaks to this eagle, basically how you are like the fourth beast in Daniel. And as long as you've been in this world, you have ruled it through terror, oppression, and deceit with total disregard for truth. You have hated those who spoke the truth, and you have loved liars. God Most High knows how proud and arrogant you are. Then it goes on, the Almighty One has looked back over the world he established. The end has come. The final.
That's enough. I can't take it anymore. I just can only handle so much Bible quoting. So it sounds like what you're saying is you're suggesting that
government itself is the eagle.
Right. The government is this great evil eagle or whatever that has spread itself across the world.
It goes on, yeah.
Don't bother reading it. You're going to have to summarize what happened.
It will vanish. Well, I'm basically finished up. At the end of this goes on and it says how this eagle is this kingdom that exists, in latter days. And it goes on how this lion basically says that the entire world will be set free from your violence, so that, time for you has come to vanish, along with your big, terrible wings, your small, wicked wings, your evil head.
Well, maybe it'll happen sooner rather than later. I mean, I certainly like that vision. I don't know if it's going to happen anytime soon, but I hope so. I mean, certainly things can change in a flash. The Berlin Wall came down all of a sudden. Communism ended quite quickly.
And I saw Psalms 58 says the righteous will be glad.
No, that's about enough. Thank you, Carl, enough of the preaching for tonight. Thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. It's not a Christian show.
About his assertion that it's okay to pray for bad things to happen to our evil rulers, I don't know. I mean, everything that I was taught in Christianity seems like saying a little prayer against somebody sounds like a bad idea. I mean, I don't think that it's good for you spiritually to be out there saying little prayers against people.
I put a hex on you.
Yeah, honestly, I don't think God pays much attention to that crap. Quite honestly, I mean, it just doesn't. What's the evidence that God intervenes in mortal man's doings? I don't see much.
Not so much.
Yeah, I don't see much of that. Other people certainly do believe in it. I really don't. I mean, I think that he's set up a universe where you can create what you want for yourself, but as far as, you know, getting him to do stuff for you, give you a new bike,
yeah,
I don't think so.
1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And, yes, you can bring up whatever you want, obscure biblical references, tying them into the events of the day. Sure, that goes. I don't necessarily believe the biblical stuff, but kind of an interesting call. 800-259-9231. Let's go to the email box. Xander, to finish up an email we started a few days ago on the program, it's a second part, a two-part email. The first one was in regards to deregulating business. He was very concerned about that, and I think we answered that pretty well. The point, of course, being that deregulation in that what we've seen so far is usually the government just granting more favors to their buddies in industry while they still regulate, for instance, the radio business. They claim it was deregulated, but it's not deregulated because I can't go and put a radio transmitter up without the FCC possibly coming kicking in my door and taking all my equipment.
Right.
So it hasn't been deregulated. It's just been sort of, you know, the chairs have been shifted around. The room has been reorganized.
Some of the rules have been, some rules have been relaxed on ownership.
For the existing players. Maybe the existing players have been deregulated, but as far as the market overall, no. So you got to be careful of what terms you use and what you mean when you say them. Let's continue, though, with Xander's email. He says, second, in terms of safety, and this is along the lines of the prior point, I think having the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, is a good thing. Self-regulation has been proposed by you on the show, but we've seen drug companies put out false studies and withhold long-term effects information to make a profit on their product. In other words, it does pay to hurt your customer. You just have to hide or deny that it's happening, much like tobacco companies. The pet food and lead paint scare also come to mind. There are successful self-regulation organizations out there, he says, the ESRB for video games, for instance, but this only resulted in government pressure. I think there needs to be an outside organization who is not deterred by the profit of any product for the good of the people.
Well, is he suggesting that since the SRB only came around from government intervention, that nobody would want to know the quality or content of the products that they buy?
It sort of seems like he's suggesting that. I don't want to put words in his mouth, though.
I mean, you know, people do care about the drugs they buy, and they do want to know, whether they're good or not. And they put a lot of faith in the FDA that the drugs that they buy are currently, you know, quite safe, but you know, we know the prescription drugs kill more people in this country than illegal drugs do. So,
that's true.
I mean, what kind of sense does that make, Xander?
Well, I think that he says in the beginning that he thinks the FDA is a good thing, and the very last thing he says is that there needs to be an outside organization who's not deterred by the profit of any product for the good of the people. I think we can give him what he's looking for. I think the marketplace can give him what he's looking for. He just doesn't.
I think it has.
He just doesn't quite see exactly how that would work. And we can explain that here in moments. And you can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports as suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Hey everybody, if you're anything like me, I'll bet you like to eat. I like egg scrambles for breakfast, fresh homemade bread, delicious pastas like lasagna, I love beef stroganoff, I love chicken noodle soup, I love desserts, all kinds of entrees and soups and desserts and breakfasts. I love that stuff. Now, food prices are skyrocketing just like gasoline prices. I mean, the gasoline prices have gone insanely high, probably going to go higher. Grocery prices are right on their heels. How are people going to be able to afford to eat? Well, I found a way to buy really incredible foods like I just described at half the price of last year's grocery bill. For less than half of what you spent for the same amount of food last year, I can have it delivered to your door. Let me tell you how. Go to eFoodsDirect.com right now. eFoodsDirect.com or call the toll-free number 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. Cut those food costs now.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Warning! The EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone 800-492-1073. Payment plans available. 800-492-1073. germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control via the toll-free number and bring up whatever you want at 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us, including the archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, just click and download right there. For free, an entire year's worth of the show is yours if you just click. Go to freetalklive.com to grab them up. That's freetalklive.com.
What if a socialist became the president of the United States of America? President Barack Obama? John McCain? The North American Union? Unconstitutional drug and gun laws? A national ID card? What is your trigger point? If it happens, what will you do? The Free State Project participants choose what event will trigger their move to New Hampshire to join the fight for freedom. Check it out at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
Our emailer, Xander, is concerned. He's concerned about safety, and he believes that the government is helping keep people safe via the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration. And I believe this is probably a pretty common belief. People have heard of the FDA, they hear about what its purpose is, and they feel good about that when they hear about it. I mean,
sure, it's got a good name.
Yeah.
Food and Drug Administration.
Who does not want to be kept safe from bad things that could hurt them? I mean, that's the proposed purpose of the FDA. The problem with the FDA is that it's a one-size-fits-all organization. The problem is that it has a monopoly on, an effective monopoly on the market of food and drugs, in that a particular new drug product cannot make it to the marketplace without the FDA's approval. Or certain drug products that aren't necessarily considered drugs by the FDA are not allowed to advertise their beneficial properties, like the natural products that are out there on the market.
Right.
You can
they can't tout what they may or may not do.
Correct. So you can sell that stuff without approval of the FDA, but if you venture into the area of telling people what they might help them with, then the FDA steps in, they send in a goon squad, and they shut your business down. So these people are in total control over what products can hit the marketplace, should they wish to exert that control. And the emailer Xander says he thinks there needs to be an organization that's not deterred by the profit of any product for the good of the people, because he's concerned that without the FDA, there would be, you know, evil companies that would be lying to their consumers.
Well,
and
one thing that he uses here as an example is the cigarette companies, that they would lie in order to sell their cigarettes. And I'd like to point out that it wasn't the government in the form of the executive or legislative branches that went after, that was successful in, you know, stifling most of the things that the cigarette companies had going for it. It was the judicial branch. And people are going to want to be able to settle disputes in, you know, no matter what form of government you have, you're going to have something that looks like a court, whether you call it arbiters or whatever you call it. So that was a situation where people who had a problem with the product brought it to a trial, and a jury decided that there was, there were problems. That's not what either one of us proposed, to get rid of, arbitration organizations.
Well, I don't know if that would necessarily be the answer. I don't think that one judge sitting somewhere should be able to decide how a company markets or sells its products. I think that what you would see happen in the absence of the FDA is you would see organizations that may be similar to, for instance, Consumer Reports popping up. And it wouldn't just be Consumer Reports. It would be Consumer Reports and then, a handful of competitors or more.
Hold on. But I understand. I understand and agree with you. But suppose in your free market world where there exists no authoritarian model of government, suppose that a cigarette company markets its cigarettes as good for your heart. Right? And it'll make you live a long time.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, first off, you've got to be stupid to believe that. But let's say that, they're very successful in their marketing.
Okay.
And people do believe that. Some people do believe that.
So you're telling me that Walmart is going to pick up those cigarettes and put them on their shelf?
They may very well, sure.
Okay, I don't agree with that, because I think that big companies are very concerned with their reputation, and they want to be known as selling products that are also concerned with their reputation and
this
that
kind
are
of thing
honest.
That kind of thing would come about over time, you know, like one cigarette would call itself not as bad for you as the other brand, and then the next one would, come along and say, well, not as bad as that other brand, and then we'd slowly get to almost good for you.
No one is obligated to sell those cigarettes, Mark. Those cigarette companies have to get the, they have to go to Walmart or Target.
You don't think a company that advertises something that is patently false about its product is liable?
You know, I don't know about that. That's an interesting question. I'm not sure.
I do. If a car manufacturer sells me a car that is supposed to drive and the thing doesn't start, that guy should be liable. Okay? And a jury of my peers or whatever arbiter out there should be able to say, look, here, this is a little push in the right direction for your business model. When you sell cars, they got to run.
Yeah, I agree. I think that in that case, if somebody sold you a car that didn't work, you would certainly, you could certainly take some action there.
Right. So if you cigarettes that are supposed to be good, that are advertised as good for your heart, when in fact they're bad for your heart,
but I think
unless they can show some kind of silly science,
I think you're opening a Pandora's box there, because you can have scientific studies that show just about anything. I mean, they one day eggs are good for you, the next day they're no longer good for you. So
exist in different categories.
No, I don't think so, because somebody will tell you that eggs are bad, and another person will tell you that they're good. And so how many studies does one have to have on their side before they can actually make a claim?
So each pack of cigarettes is a little cardiovascular workout in itself?
Look, I don't know. All I know is that, businesses competing in the marketplace compete on the basis of honesty for the most part. And so, a car dealer is going to want to provide you with a...
If you're going to find out the cigarettes are bad for your heart, you're going to find it out decades after you start smoking. It's not like you turn the key in the car and it doesn't start. That's a different situation. And I absolutely do believe that an arbitration organization, whether that be the court, the current court system or something, some evolution of this current court system, or just, free market arbiters, they're going to say, no, you can't do that. And that'll be okay by everybody.
Send men with guns in? Because that's not a voluntary society. I think that the arbitrator can say, no, you can't do that, and we're going to ding your reputation. That won't stop them necessarily from going out and continuing that. But businesses that want to have a good reputation will not do business with with the questionable companies, and so they won't have any distribution points.
I'm sure that would be true, but that would be the way that they go about harming these organizations.
Okay, so you're okay with that?
Look, you can have your reputation rating dinged by 10 points. And not pay this person, medical bills and some punitive damage, or you can have it dinged by 5 points and have it and then pay their bills or whatever. I don't know how they'd come out and do it.
That makes
more
sense.
But the fact is, they're going to go after companies that have false advertisement.
Oh, sure,
every
and they
time.
Should, and they should. I just thought that you were talking about it in sort of a we're going to send men with guns to stop you from doing this. If someone will accept your false advertisements, then you can do business in that way. But that just means that they're going to hurt their reputation when people find out they're doing business with those bad companies. I mean, reputation would be very, very important in a free market situation.
I agree that they would be very important.
Walmart would be embarrassed.
In the same way that credit ratings are important now for getting loans and those kind of things.
It would be a major embarrassment to Walmart to put a cigarette pack on the shelf that actually claimed it was helping people when, in point of fact, it was not. And their buyers, I'm sure, would not make a stupid decision like that.
My point continues to stand that it was not a fiat from our rulers. It was not a dictate from the legislative branch or an executive order that stopped cigarette companies from advertising in the manners that they did in some cases and gave them the punitive damages and put up all these funds that are supposed to go to pay for anti-cigarette ads. In a lot of cases, they're just getting raided by the local politicians or the state politicians. But there you go, Xander. The government in the way that you think of, the FDA and a branch, a division of the government, did not protect you there.
So what the FDA does do is it slows down things from reaching the marketplace especially when we're talking about drugs. Specifically, we're talking about drugs here. It slows them by a 19-year window before they can actually hit the marketplace. And there's billions of dollars also involved in putting those drugs through that process. Without the FDA, those drugs could hit the marketplace as soon as the companies felt like they were ready to release them and as soon as doctors felt comfortable with prescribing them or giving them to their patients.
Sometimes patients would say, look, I'll take the experimental radioactive cancer drug. Give it here. I'm dying,
right,
people.
And people should be free to make those choices, and they should be free to consult with as many third-party organizations as they want or as few as they want. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Go to hempusa.org. Go to hempusa.org and ask your legislator. And ask your congressman, and ask your president, why can't we grow it here? And ask those companies that love their profits and disease, why can't we grow it here? Try our powder, seeds, and oil. Try our 5-pound sampler. And get free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org, go to hempusa.org, and call us at 908-691-2608. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta Engine Treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protecta Fuel System Treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1. Or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
Do you still think that $4 a gallon at the gas pump is your worst problem in this country? Bank failures, rising food prices, and an ever-weakening dollar are only the beginning of a much larger crisis. Why have America's politicians abandoned the rule of law in favor of the rule of men? The majority of this nation's elected officials have become drunk on the power and illusion of authority that only lawless men and women seek. They no longer strive to protect American ideals, but rather they have abandoned the very rulebook that they have sworn an oath to defend. Will the American people let these crimes go unpunished? Do the American people even understand the crimes that have been committed? Where does it stop? Washington, You're Fired is a film about true change in D.C. with true solutions to our everyday problems. We invite you to get your copy today. Visit WashingtonYou'reFired.com. Understanding what has happened is key to fixing our problems. Visit WashingtonYou'reFired.com and understand true change today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at FreeTalkLive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free. And if you like Free Talk Live and you want to help us out, then shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. If you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. So start all your shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com. All right, let's see. We are talking about the issue of the FDA, and our emailer is concerned. He's concerned, and rightfully so, about safety, and he wants to know what could be the case or what would be the case in the absence of the FDA. I mean, he didn't specifically ask that, but he was expressing that he wanted some sort of solution. He wants an outside organization, as he suggests, that is not deterred by the profit of any product for the good of the people. And I think you'd have that.
Absolutely.
In the absence
you've got
of the FDA.
You've got it in all kinds of businesses out there. You have third-party
certifiers
decide. You know, which ones are good or which ones are bad. For instance, with hotels, you have AAA gives, the five diamond, four diamond, mm-hmm. three diamonds awards. Rotten Tomatoes will tell you how good a movie is.
Yeah.
Many organizations will tell you, but you can find a restaurant critic that'll tell you how good a restaurant is in town. You know, those kind of things. They'll give you an idea of what you're purchasing.
And the reason why that's better than the FDA, the marketplace providing these services, the reason why it's better is because of competition. Because there would be multiple organizations competing on the basis of honesty and accuracy and results. And
in the same way that hotels currently, the AAA is not the only organization that rates hotels by any stretch of the imagination.
That is true. So that way, you as a consumer would get to choose for the first time which organization you trust. And you can make that choice based on recommendations from friends or doctors or whomever it is that you trust to say, yeah, I like this organization. I think they do a good job. You can use whatever criteria you would like to use to make those selections. In the world we have now, there is no choice. It's the FDA or the highway, in that products can't even get to the marketplace unless the FDA approves them.
Right. And the thing that, that needs to be stressed with the FDA is, look, it may protect people against bad products out there to some extent. It may very well. It likely does protect people, from making foolish choices for bad products and for being duped. However,
I don't agree. There's so many dupe products out there in the marketplace. Just watch a few episodes of Penn & Teller's BS and you'll find out how many of them are just nonsense.
All I'm saying is some people, some products.
Sure.
Okay?
Possibly.
I believe that. But, you know, there's. I think that other organizations will do as good of, if not a better job. And
for a lower cost.
There won't be the 19 years that people are waiting in order to get their drugs.
Some of them are dying.
Yeah, some of those people are dying. And as a matter of fact, I'd go so far as to say tens of thousands.
It may even be possible to say that more people
die. In 19 years, a drug comes out that's supposed to save people, statin drugs for mm-hmm. hearts. Of course, they're killing people off, too. I don't know with all these things, but 19 years, I think that it's pretty, per drug, it's pretty easy to say in some cases as high as 10,000 people, you know, even more.
Absolutely. So choice, good. Competition, good. And that's what the marketplace will provide.
Right.
Right now, we've got a monopolist. They're called the FDA,
right.
And they're not. And they're so expensive. And they're
the
also
reason they're so expensive
favoring.
Because they're right. They're politically favoring. The reason they're so expensive is because they know that there's no other way for you to get your mm-hmm. stuff through. So it costs millions and millions and millions of dollars to get your product through. If you invented the cure for cancer in your garage, you wouldn't be able to give it to anybody because of the FDA, Xander.
Additionally, there is, of course, no liability either for the FDA. If they make a mistake, if they let the wrong drug through, they cannot be held liable for making mistakes.
Right. The FDA doesn't take a reputation hit, certainly not not to the level. As a matter of fact, they do let these things through. Every drug that you've ever heard about having side effects and killing people and all that other stuff, the FDA is responsible for that. But you know, if there were third-party organizations that were rating it, for instance, like Consumer Reports, mm-hmm. they have the drug book. If they were doing the rating, people would be like, whoa, these people at Consumer Reports, which, you know, they do pretty good generally.
Yeah.
Quite good.
They're
terrible.
Doing.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, in that fictitious situation. I don't want to make it seem like I think that Consumer Reports is terrible.
No.
I think Consumer Reports is far, far, far better than the FDA.
Absolutely.
But you know what? If we had a free market in customer rating services, Consumer Reports would get a heck of a run for their money, and somebody would come out better. There'd be something better.
Yep. 1-800-259-9231. All that has to happen for all of this to occur is for the FDA to disappear. Of course, that's not going to happen anytime soon, but all the more reason to secede. Secession would, of course, nullify the effects of the FDA because they would have no more claim over that particular territory, and drug companies could very easily open up operations in New Hampshire and manufacture whatever products it is that they wanted to manufacture, and the marketplace would take whichever ones they thought were best. Let's go to your calls. You bring up what you want. It's Steve in Pennsylvania. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live with Ina Mark.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, Steve, what's on your mind?
Well, I was listening about Sam yesterday in his court.
Yes.
Okay.
Our friend Sam from the Obscure
Tickets?
Truth Network. Yes, he was in for speeding tickets, and
he tried to ask a bunch
of questions they didn't want to answer.
Okay, I listened to the Internet, and we're a little bit way laid back here. Anyway, my question is, he sounded scared. I thought he had a good deal, and
he had a good deal?
Of a sudden, his voice just sounded scared.
When you say you thought he had a good deal, what do you mean by that?
Well, his rights were violated.
That's true.
That much is clear.
Okay. And I'm thinking that he just rolled over.
Gosh, I don't. You know, I understand what you're saying is that he could have fought longer but you know
he could have gone to jail.
I also saw those videos.
Yeah. That's exactly what you just said. He might go to jail.
Probably.
And that scares the hell out of everybody.
Yes, it does. And the reason why I think the number one reason why he decided to, as you say, roll over and pay the fines instead of going all the way and finding out what happened. Because there's the chance that he could have gone all the way and they might not have done anything. But, you know, the reason why is because he was all alone down there. I mean, you understand that it's very, very difficult to do this by yourself.
You're 100% right. But the thing of it is, they intimidate you that you cannot do this. And, look, let me just go through this.
Right.
I just started listening to you guys.
Mm-hmm. Welcome aboard.
On the Internet.
Okay.
And I vote for you for the pod, and I listen to it in the morning, first thing in the morning.
Thank you.
But the deal of it is, this guy has, if you come up to the
free and green country in Keene, where you guys live up in New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds good. It's really getting me thinking about it.
Good. That's the idea.
Well, yeah, but this guy's down there all by himself, and what you people all purport, and you all say this.
Okay.
And I know. But, man, these guys are coming at you. Just in his voice, Sam's voice, I thought sound intimidated. It was he was scared.
You know, maybe he was. I don't know. He's not here
to comment. I spoke to Sam before the show, but not like right before the show. The night before the show.
Last night, you mean?
No, it was the night before last.
Okay.
He had talked to me about it, and I didn't get the impression what he didn't want to do is he didn't want to do the wrong thing. I think he was scared of doing the wrong thing from the point of view that he would be wasting his time. He would have some more difficulty selling his house and getting to New Hampshire. What he considers the most important thing is getting to New Hampshire
to be able to
fight these battles here as opposed to being able to fight them in Texas. I think that judge was going to give him a contempt of court and lock him up. I'm of that opinion, and that's what I told him. I didn't give him any advice one way or the other as to whether or not he should do that. I just said, that's what I think he's going to do. He got a $50 fine, and if he didn't pay that $50 fine, and he wasn't gonna, you're gonna go to jail.
So he made a very calculated choice to.
But they took his money away from him. He put money up as a bail bond or whatever, and the guy lost.
That's true. You always lose when you contract the bureaucrats. I mean, whenever the bureaucrats get in touch with you, you're going to lose either your money or your time or your freedom. You'll lose something.
Believe me, I understand that.
Right.
I'm just trying to say that, I think that, look, I'm looking to come up here to Keene and not necessarily Keene. I like to be closer to the shore, but you only got one shore port.
The whole state of New Hampshire qualifies for the Free State Project, and we look forward to having you up here. I understand where you're coming from, that some of us certainly wanted to see Sam go all the way through with this, and I think you're going to see that happen. And thank you for the call tonight.
So.
You're going to see it happen when he gets here to New Hampshire and when he can actually have a bunch of activists backing him up. Then it makes sense to go all the way. Right now, it was a suicide mission. More coming up. Hour 2 is on the way. It's Free Talk Live. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
It's a